New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady was victorious again this week, but not on the football field. On Thursday, a U.S. district judge vacated Brady's 4-game suspension for his alleged role in the Deflategate scandal. While not all football fans were pleased with the decision, Dallas Cowboys cornerback Brandon Carr told reporters the ruling was good news for fellow NFL players.
I think it's just the beginning of a long road of different situations where decisions come down like this where they're going to get challenged.
The NFL has appealed that ruling. I'm joined by sports attorney Alan Milstein. Alan, this seems to be the story that will not go away. Has this all just been too much fuss over too little substance?
Well, you know, I've said that this case is a little bit like a Seinfeld episode about absolutely nothing. And, you know, literally about nothing, you know, about one ball perhaps being 2 PSI light. So I don't think there's any question that this was much ado about nothing.
But as a matter of law, is the case worthy of the attention it's received?
As a matter of law, it is. What this opinion says is that even if you're contractually obligated to arbitrate, you're still entitled to fundamental fairness and an impartial arbitrator.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important that all of us know that even if we have to arbitrate instead of going to court, we're entitled to a neutral arbitrator, we're entitled to produce the evidence that we need, and to call the witnesses that we need to call.
We are conducting this discussion on a fairly high plane because I don't think what you and I have been talking about is why so many people have been so obsessed with Deflategate, do you?
No, I think people are obsessed with Deflategate because it's Tom Brady, arguably the best quarterback in the history of the game, and the New England Patriots, arguably the best franchise in the history of football.
You took the NFL to court back in 2003 as the lead attorney for former Ohio State running back Maurice Claret. Has taking on the NFL in court become any easier over the past decade or so?
A number of people have said to me, it's too bad Goodell wasn't commissioner when I had the Claret case.
Because he would have screwed it up?
He would have screwed it up. So, yeah, I think it definitely has become easier, but it's also become easier because the players are much wealthier than they used to be, and so suspensions really mean a lot of money. And there's just a lot at stake.
Are athletes going to court more often, or are we just hearing about their cases more because there's more money involved, the stakes are higher?
No, I think they are going to court more often, and there's more kinds of issues. When I went to law school, a sports law class was primarily tax law with a little bit of antitrust. And now, of course, you know, virtually every kind of issue gets into litigation involving athletes. It ranges from, you know, bioethical issues such as whether an athlete can be compelled to give a DNA sample to issues like what occurred at the Oklahoma State University with, you know, with a kid really who was denied access to an attorney and was suspended. So it's not just athletes suing leagues, it's athletes suing the NCAA. Really, it's individuals sticking up for their rights.
Well, now that athletes are more likely to know those rights, and the professionals at least are likely to have plenty of money to hire lawyers, should sports leagues and team owners be more worried than they have been in the past?
Well, certainly, you know, the last 50 years, the power of these aristocrats has greatly diminished. And I think that's a good thing. The NFL is still a lot different than Major League Baseball. In Major League Baseball, the league is very good at celebrating its players. The league understands that the players are the game. The NFL still thinks it's the game. Mm. The team is the game, not the players.
Alan Milstein is a lawyer specializing in bioethics and sports, and he challenged the NFL on behalf of former Ohio State running back Maurice Claret back in 2003. Alan, thank you very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure. You all take care.